The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Don't forget to subscribe to the videos. And if you want to support this show, support the New American as well. Subscribe to the magazine. If you want to subscribe to the magazine, have it delivered to your home, you can do that. Or you can digitally subscribe and you can find things in your price range. And I mean, like, if you don't want to spend a whole bunch of money, basically about $1 a month, you can subscribe to the digital magazine. I mean, so it's up to you how you want to support us, but we really do appreciate it. And check out the New American magazine at thenewamerican.com as well. All right. U.S. vaccine lipid nanoparticles made in China. How many times have I already reported to you that we know that some of the ingredients had to have been made in China? I had been telling you that for quite a while now. Not very many people have reported on that. Got that from the Pfizer document dump and Naomi Wolf. Well, Naomi Wolf has come with more information, now even more, about specifically the lipid nanoparticles and a whole new Chinese company that I did not know. So if you're a longtime listener, you know we have told you, informed you that through the Pfizer document dump, a company called Fosun was discovered by being part of making the vaccines. In fact, it said that they made, Fosun themselves, the Chinese company, said they made 1 billion doses. And we didn't have any specifics, but I knew right then. Clearly, this is being used by Pfizer and probably the other vaccines. That's what I said at the beginning, and it's looking even more and more that, yes, these companies are getting their ingredients from China. Your vaccine is made in China. The reason why I was so confident of this, even though I didn't have full information, is there is no way Fosun would make 1 billion doses when China doesn't even use these vaccines that we use. Okay, so they're making the ingredients for our vaccines for the Western world. As it appears that China unleashed a biological weapon in COVID-19 in and of itself, but really may have been the vaccine was the true biological weapon, as I always worried, and that's what appears to be the case. They also are making the vaccine, the ingredients, and all your pharmaceutical companies are doing are playing games by telling you that it's made in America because there may be some ingredients, some basic things that they mix in America, but the major stuff is coming from China. Now, the most major thing, the thing that really has affected people in negative ways is the lipid nanoparticles. And guess where they're made? China. Oh my goodness. Did your government tell you this? Did the media, when they were pushing the shot, tell you? And by the way, even though Pfizer, you get the Pfizer shot or you get a vaccine in America, the ingredients are actually coming from China. So you're really getting a Chinese vaccine for the Chinese virus. Did they tell you that? No, they didn't tell you that. Did Big Pharma tell you that? No. And in case you're wondering how it works, at least with Pfizer, because we got the Pfizer document dumped from the courts, Pfizer goes through BioNTech. BioNTech is in Germany. But BioNTech has partnered with Fosun, F-O-S-U-N, in China. And that's the company that said they were making 1 billion doses. So clearly, Fosun was then giving it to BioNTech, and BioNTech was giving it to Pfizer. And then Pfizer was mixing it down in America, saying made in America when it's not made in America whatsoever. I mean, it's kind of like if you go to the grocery store and they only tell you where it's distributed from. You know, it's distributed in some Iowa. And That's the distribution center, Iowa. So that's what they'll put on their product. But it's coming from China or Mexico or just some other foreign country, but they don't want you to know it's coming from a foreign country. So they'll send it to a distribution plant, right? In America, the food companies do this all the time. Then you read the label and it says, distribution, Iowa. And you'll think, and they know a lot of people will think, well, that means it's made in Iowa. But a lot of you are smart enough to know, if you see that distribution, then it's almost guaranteed it's a foreign product. And it's just, that's just a pit stop so that they can put that on the label. That's what the pharmaceutical companies basically did with the vaccine. They're getting ingredients from China. I don't know how much, but clearly the lipid nanoparticles. And there's a distribution center in America. And they might mix some of the stuff down, but it's basically the distribution center is really what it is then. And the ingredients are from China. And then they say, well, made in America because we distributed it from our distribution center in America. So your vaccine was made in America. Well, that's, they didn't blatantly have to say that to you. They just know you're going to automatically think that unless you get information like we have to tell you otherwise. But now there's a new Chinese company that we did not know. We knew Fosun from way back from the Pfizer document dump. Now, Naomi Wolf, she has come across even more. And here they're talking about the lipid nanoparticles, how they affect human beings. And we still don't know the long-term effects because they also lied about what lipid nanoparticles do. They said they would stay in the arm, blatant lie. And it can actually break the blood-brain barrier as it gets into your body. It can get to your organs. It is affecting all sorts of people in health ways that are negative. We know that. And the question is, how is it affecting people, especially when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, which it's not supposed to do, but we know that it actually does. So they're dealing with kind of that. And then she'll get into the Chinese company that is making the lipid nanoparticles for your vaccine. Oh, that's just wonderful.
So I've been very worried about lipid nanoparticles, as you all know. And my latest Substack shows abundant evidence that they can cause changes in people that a lot of people are noticing about their vaccinated loved ones. They cross the blood-brain barrier, but they also can demyelinate nerves. And what that means is, you know, that's where thought, emotion, movement, sensation, all these things that make us human, you know, are located. So there is some evidence that the changes that we're seeing in our loved ones who are vaccinated are based on the real action of these lipid nanoparticles that go through every membrane in the human body. But more specifically, I started looking at who's manufacturing these lipid nanoparticles. Well, guess what? It's China. And not only is China, a company called Wuxi Pharmaceuticals in Shanghai, producing the Wuxi Biologics, thank you, producing the lipid nanoparticles, but Karen Kingston pointed out that the CDC had their trials for the vaccines. Nine of the trial locations and trial oversights in 2020 were in China. And one of them was, believe it or not, overseen by the People's Liberation Army of China.
Okay, I'm going to give you more. So you have the lipid nanoparticles being made in China. And remember, the testing for the vaccine, like she was saying, nine different sites of the testing happened in China. The FDA knew this. Did they warn you? Did they tell you, hey, we know this is a virus that came out of China. We know that there's potential that this could be a biological weapon. And you know, the vaccine could potentially be the biological weapon, but we're going to trust China to actually give us the lipid nanoparticles for the vaccine, and we're going to trust them to do the testing to tell us that it's okay. But that's not enough. Not just China, not just Chinese companies. We're going to let the Communist Party of China and their military actually tell us and be involved in all of this. Because the American people would be cool with that. I'm sure when you went out to get your vaccine, a lot of people who are watching me actually went out and got the vaccine because they pressured you or they pushed you into it. You didn't want to, but you did. If you had had this information, they knew for a fact you would never go get one. So if you ask, well, why am I just finding this out now? Because they hid it and they knew if they told you everything about how this works, you would have never believed them. You would have known it was something awful and you would have feared, oh my gosh, this is probably a biological weapon just by this information alone. That's why they couldn't. Well, this information can eventually come out now, even though they don't want it to come out, but I'm just saying it can come out now because the damage is already done. They already got most of the people to take it. The reason why they don't want the information coming out now is because only if they're afraid of going to jail, which they all should go to jail and go to prison for what they have done to you. This is unbelievable. But the American system is so corrupt that will never happen. I constantly, and I've known from the beginning, I've said it's the foreign countries. You foreign countries, you don't have what America has in that we have a whole bunch of people that are demonically influenced to want to destroy America from within. Most people, even if they're liberal, if they are in like France, but they're liberal and they're a liberal like an American liberal in some of the same beliefs, they still have pride in their country. They're not taught to hate France. A Frenchman will still have pride in their country. America's unique in that Satan is attacking it. So our people who are liberal that become politicians become globalists and conservative globalists too. It's spiritual. We have had my whole life people that it isn't just your political beliefs. It's destroy America. We have the enemy from within that wants to destroy our country, hate it with a passion. Their own people, there's no pride whatsoever. They hate it. They hate this country and they're running it and they hate it. That is unique to America. You know, like even when you have dictators, a lot of them have pride in their own country. We have something unique. So I've always known when we expose Big Pharma, and I knew we would because, well, I think it was indicated in the Bible in Revelation that this is something that happens. So anyways, I can't go into that, but I believe that we would. It doesn't mean that there's great consequences. It just means there will be exposed and the world governments are going to have to crack down on America. The world governments are going to have to drag and have their own, like using their military tribunals. When these people go overseas on vacation or something, you're going to have to arrest them. Understand, that's how it will be done or it won't be done at all. Don't ever think they will be held accountable in the United States. The United States has become a den of demons. It is so corrupt. It is as corrupt as any other nation in the world and probably worse. Like I said, because there is a spiritual blindness. There is no pride in our country. There is just people who hate this country. And everyone who loves this country pretty much is not in politics and is not in power. Those are the people that they are trying to crush right now in America. If you love this country, they hate you and will try to make you be destroyed in this country in America. So any foreign people who are out there, you don't have that in your country. Either political side, I think people in France, I'm just using them as an example, the French liberals or the French conservatives can unify in the aspect that you were poisoned by our pharmaceutical companies and people like Dr. Fauci. And when those people who are in charge in America, because they will, they're so arrogant, they will travel to your country, you need to go get them and hold them accountable legally through your courts. All right, back to Dr. Naomi Wolf.
I'm going to say that again. Our CDC, our Rochelle Walensky, when they were running the trials for this mRNA injection that everyone was forced to get, mandated to get, nine of the oversight of what was happening were in China. One was overseen by the military of China. I'm going to remind you that I keep saying this is a bioweapon. This is a bioweapon. I'm going to move on. WuXi Biologics of Shanghai doesn't just manufacture the lipid nanoparticles that are in all of these mRNA injections. They actually bought a chunk of Pfizer. they bought a Pfizer production plant in China. So they bought a part of the company of Pfizer. I remember I'd reported that there was a memorandum of understanding. Well, they are actually now a Chinese company, meaning a CCP managed company, as everything is in China, owns a chunk of Pfizer. Not only that, this past month, September of 2022, our FDA, that complicit FDA that signed off on all of the atrocities and mass murders and disabilities and horrors and poisoning of women and babies in the Pfizer documents, our FDA and the European Medicines Association, which is their FDA, signed off on an agreement. They okayed WuXi to produce drugs and injections for Europe and America. And then WuXi opened plants in Germany, Switzerland, and now in Worcester, Mass. Wow. To manufacture Pfizer injections and other drugs. So that's the third plant owned by China.
Naomi, just hang on.
There you go, folks. All right. So I am so serious when I say this. I want it all legally done that foreign countries dig deep into this. They need to start using their intelligence agencies to dig into what we have done in America. And what we have done to the world. You need to dig into it, gather all the evidence, use the courts, use the legal system. And our arrogant people that did it to you are so arrogant. They think that they can travel over there and they think that they would never think you're even doing that. They will come to you at some point. They will come to you. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I swear, I know, I feel it. I'm talking to somebody somewhere that is in a governmental position that knows exactly what they can do. And they just needed me to give them that little, yeah, you have the moral obligation to do that for your citizens. You cannot allow your citizens to be poisoned on purpose without representation through the law to hold people accountable. Or you cannot let your citizens be victimized when you legally can stand up through the law, justly, rightfully, blessed by God, to hold people accountable by the law. Because you don't have to break laws. You don't have to do anything illegal. You don't have to go crazy. Just apply your laws. Apply them. That's it. That's all you have to do. And just do it with a good, just heart and let God bless you for doing it. That has to happen. Folks, there's so much about the vaccine, how awful it has been. I'm just going to give you just a bunch of random, horrific, more information on the vaccine. This comes from Del Bigtree, his show, The High Wire. Jeffrey Jackson, the investigative reporter, is talking with him on this. Take a listen.
And why is this really a big deal? Well, as we've shown with myocarditis, when we go back to that open VAERS chart with the deaths, starting at 1990, we had really a small amount of deaths. But again, you can see 2021, 2022, these COVID vaccines start rolling out. The deaths being reported to VAERS skyrocket. And again, we're at 20,000 over in 2021, coming up to 10,000 in 2022. And that is a big deal. And so the U.S. government's not releasing it at the request of the citizens, freedom of information, but right. It is leaking out in case reports in Science. So here's one of those case reports. This is what it says right here. It says the case report, multifocal necrotizing encephalitis and myocarditis after this is Pfizer's mRNA vaccination against COVID-19. It says the current report represents a case of a 76-year-old man with Parkinson's disease who died 3 weeks after receiving his third COVID-19 vaccination. Take note of this. The family of the deceased requested an autopsy due to ambiguous clinical signs before death. So here it is. The family is pushing for this. And what do they find? Surprisingly, write the researchers, only spike protein, but no nucleocapsid protein could be detected within the foci of inflammation in both the brain and the heart. So they're finding the spike protein in the brain and the heart, particularly in the endothelial cells of small blood vessels. No nucleocapsid protein could be detected, the presence of spike protein must be ascribed to vaccination rather than to viral infection.
Let me explain that just for a second for those people that saw my football analogy, many, many months ago. And if you want to check that out, if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. But we're talking about the specific antibodies, right? This vaccine doesn't make your body, you know, immune to the entire virus. All of the proteins on that virus, it focuses on one protein, the one we've heard about, the spike protein. So what they're saying is if all they see is spike and not nuclear capsid, the other part of this virus, then they know that you didn't get a natural infection because you would have this robust immunity to all of the different elements of this virus. Instead, you got this very specific, you can only protect yourself to a virus that has the exact spike proteins. You see it and nothing else. So it's not varied. There's no definition, but that's how they know that it wasn't from getting COVID that he had this in his heart and his brain. The vaccine sent the spike protein into his heart and his brain, and that's how they proved it. Very and scary, right? Especially when these morons that sold this thing to the world said, oh, it'll stay in your arm. Trust us.
Yeah, but the Chinese nanoparticles won't stay in your arm, as I started out this show. So it ends with them talking about, oh, they told you it would stay in your arm. It's criminal activity. It's fraud. There are plenty of people in foreign countries where you have been told that your relative, because remember that report, that guy was 76 and he did not die because he was 76 and he had Parkinson's. He did not die because he had Parkinson's. But they were going to mark that down as that's what the death was. But the family demanded an autopsy because they knew deep down he was doing just fine until the vaccine. They knew something went wrong and they were proven right. The vaccine is what killed them. How many people out there had someone in their 70s die that you think, well, people in their 70s die, but you need to think back and say, but wait a minute, what's the odds that they seem perfectly healthy and they were in their 70s? For 2 years earlier, they were in their 70s and totally fine. It's just coincidence that right after the vaccine, that's when they die. That's just coincidence. Now, obviously, there's going to be some that is true. It's coincidence. The person was probably going to die at that time regardless. That is true. But for a lot of people, it's not true. And this is what they love about the vaccine. It's hard to prove. You need autopsies in order to prove this kind of thing, and most people didn't get it. But I'm telling you, there's someone in watching me right now, someone high up in a foreign country. I don't know how you got this video. You have the ability to defend your people from this, or at least it's already happened, but you have the ability to at least try to give them justice. At least show that you actually do care about your people, that you're not like America, filled of people who want to destroy your own country. You don't want to destroy your country, do you? And you don't like it when other people start destroying your country, do you? And so you can do this behind the scenes. You can do it all legally. And when these people who are full of themselves in America that have done this and are cocky because they are so protected by our corrupt system, they are so protected by our FBI, they are so protected by our Department of Justice, they don't know what it's like to have an actual government come down on them. So they don't even think it can happen. So when they come over to your country, you bring that government on them and you hold them responsible. I don't know who I'm talking to, and I'm glad I don't. Because then they won't know either, and they'll really not ever even be looking out for it. It's gonna happen. Someone's gonna do it very soon. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.